how the time flies, and amazing things have happened since the last time we chatted over the past weekend. This is the weekend edition of the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. More importantly, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here to discuss your health, to help you feel better, maybe look younger, get the most out of your life by feeling your best. What the heck good is life if you don't have your health? So here he is, the key practitioner to your health and well-being, and he's available to you right this very second by dialing 888-553-7536. He doesn't need me to introduce him, but he kind of likes me to, because every once in a while I get off on my tangent of being flowery. And so the introduction also includes a welcome to AM 1390 WRSC. WRSC is in State College, Pennsylvania, Ken. There are people we will recognize when you call us at 888-553-7536. We have three or four other stations. I just happen to have that on the top of my head because I was in State College before, a great college community, on another radio station belonging to the same company. So they have invited me slash us back again. So we'll pay particular attention to you and the other folks in Pennsylvania and everybody calling around the country and, in fact, around the world listening at DougSteffen.com, 888-553-7536. This visit also includes an overview of the news, medical news from this past week. A lot of interesting products to talk about, so let's get at it, Ken, with a story about prostate cancer surgery. I'm especially focused on that because I had my annual digital rectal exam. The way I say that, how does that sound? But we all chuckle about this because it's not very pleasant, but yet it's necessary for you in order to maintain your health. And we talk about it all the time because we talk about the product Super Beta Prostate. But this, the surgery we've thought of in the past as being something for old men, I think, yeah?
Well, prostate cancer sometimes is so slow growing, Doug, that we recommend watchful waiting because the treatment, the risk outweigh the risk of the disease itself if we don't do anything. So this is a big dilemma for many men who are diagnosed with this very common cancer. But out of the New England Journal of Medicine this week may help point in the direction, the right direction, those guys who are diagnosed with prostate cancer, especially younger men. What was discovered was that men under the age of 65, Doug, with early prostate cancer, they have better survival odds if they have surgery right away instead of waiting, especially if the gentleman is symptomatic. So guys under the age of 65, if you're having symptoms of your prostate cancer, there's no doubt that you need that surgery yesterday.
Yesterday. So get on it. Again, the kinds of things you look for, it's sort of in my circumstance, this probably would be the 24th or 25th time that I've had mine examined. You do it every year, and it's the doctor feels around. And I'm not trying to be graphic or gross. It's just, this is a fact of life.
And but was it so bad? Reassure the guys, because they don't look forward
it really,
to
it. I mean, it's silly we talk about it. I remember saying one day after having the experience, I didn't understand how anyone would be gay, and that got people's...
Uh-oh.
Yeah, well, you know. No, it wasn't an uh-oh. It was just sort of, oh.
The letters.
Yeah, nah. But that was me being silly. To be quite serious and quite frank about it, it isn't. The doctor puts on the gloves, and he massages. You go in there, and the whole thing takes about 15 or 20 seconds. You've had yours done, Ken.
Absolutely.
The doctor...
As students, we practiced on each other.
Did you?
Yes.
Yeah. You wrap the finger around, the doctor wraps the finger around the prostate to feel whether it's swollen. And this fellow, who is one of the people that I trust, I'm very fortunate in my medical connections to have Ken at the top of the list. But I've got some other doctors who just keep me focused on how to be well myself, and I'm pretty good at it. Being conscious, and that's really what it takes, just being conscious. You get a prostate checkup, and you don't wait until it's an emergency. And it is not bad. It is just, it's a fact of life. It's not any worse than somebody pinching your shoulder, let's say. All right? So take care of the prostate. And as you've heard us say many times here, perhaps you haven't taken action, maybe today is the day. You'll pick up the phone and you'll call 800-607-7078 and you'll get a bottle of Super Beta Prostate. It's free the first time around. It helps to keep your prostate healthy, to support urine flow and sleeping habits. I guess I've never really wondered why it affects the sleeping habits. Why does taking this, this is a concoction of all kinds of things that are medically proven to be extraordinarily good for your prostate, but I've never quite gotten the sleeping. I got the urine flow and, you know, obviously sexual prowess and that kind of stuff, but I never got sleeping habits.
Doug, you're lucky you don't live with a guy who has an enlarged prostate because they end up every night waking up, or often most nights waking up in the middle of the night to urinate. They can't control this, and this wakes up their sleeping partner.
All right. So you don't need a prescription for this. You call 800-607-7078. Millions and millions of bottles of Beta Prostate have been sold. So you know it can be trusted, and you know, more importantly, it has a value to it. And Ken wouldn't sign on to saying it's good if it wasn't. So if you're a new customer, call them at 800-607-7078. If you're a customer that's used it before, you don't have to be reminded to get your bottles of Beta Prostate. Have them on hand. Make sure that the male members of the family are feeding their prostate. Small shipping and handling charge applies. A bottle free of Beta Prostate. 800-607-7078.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have everything I need to keep my family healthy. Now they have price cuts to keep my savings healthy, too. Just look for the yellow price cut signs to save big on hundreds of items you need.
Side effects of price cuts include the condition known as smiling, laughing, and dancing in the aisles.
Happy Feet, coming through.
This week at Dawn dish soap for 99 cents and Special K or General Mills cereal for $2.47 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
I had PTSD. Once I was back from Iraq, I was distant from everybody in my family. We had a reunion of our unit, and you hear these spouses say, "Is your husband doing that? My husband's doing that too. I thought it was just us." And really understanding that, hey, this is a common experience.
I learned more to listen to what he was saying, and that made it easier for me to understand where his pain was coming from.
Warriors should know that resources are available. Learn more at realwarriors.net.
Every one of us has felt a nurse's caring and healing touch, but few of us take the time to honor them. May 6th through 12th is National Nurses Week, the perfect time to show a nurse your appreciation. The Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future recently partnered with the Urban Zen Integrative Therapy Program, founded by fashion designer and philanthropist Donna Karen, to help nurses focus on their own well-being and personal health, reduce stress, and prolong their careers. Here is Donna Karen.
During his hospital stay, my late husband told me, always take care of the nurses. Today, the Campaign for Nursing Future is helping me fulfill his wish. I am so grateful for the scholarship fund that is allowing exceptional nurses to take part in the Urban Zen Integrative Therapy Program. I hope everyone will thank a nurse, not only during this week, but always.
Thank a nurse during National Nurses Week in person and on Facebook at Nursing Notes by J&J.
Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com, to Doug at dougstefan.com. Follow us on Facebook if you would like. There are a lot of questions from folks. They can't get to us when the program is actually broadcast. So if that's the case, then help yourself to sending a note along. 16 past the hour, 888-553-7536 to initiate a call to Dr. Ken for medical information. We now have the top eight, count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 stroke triggers. This is some, information for some, especially if you have an untreated aneurysm. I guess that's what this is about. And would you explain aneurysm before we get to the actual list, Ken?
Sure, Doug. This is out of the medical journal Stroke this week, an American Heart Association journal. 2% of the population have brain aneurysms. Think of a pipe. That's where the diameter of the pipe increases beyond a safe number. And this increased diameter, as it progresses, can suddenly just burst and rupture. And for those who have an untreated brain aneurysm, the eight triggers that increase the risk of stroke include...
Big Number eight.
There we go.
Coffee.
Number seven.
Vigorous physical exercise.
Number six.
Nose blowing.
Number five.
Sexual intercourse.
Number four.
Straining to defecate.
Number three.
Drinking cola.
Number two.
Being startled.
Number one.
And being angry.
All right, so can we put that list up on your website if you don't already have it in mine?
Absolutely.
All right, so those are all things that pretty much everybody does all the time.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
You're always in danger? How do you interpret what you've just said without scaring the pants off of everybody?
Well,
don't blow your nose. Don't drink coffee. Don't have a poop.
Well, that's what you said. 2% of the population who have these.
Who knows whether they have it or not? How do you find out?
Well, usually they run in families.
Yeah.
You'll have a family member who suddenly ruptured one of these and expired, and it'll be passed down, and the family will know about it. Often you'll have a headache, but there is this very small fraction of people who you don't know about. And fortunately, these things don't often rupture anyway. And we're never going to find everybody. But for the people who do know about them, these are the eight warning signs.
Wow. Go through them again quickly. I remember them because I'm startled, actually, at coffee and blowing your nose.
Should I do it with our friend, that announcer?
Just go through them again.
Coffee.
Yeah.
Vigorous physical exercise.
Yeah.
Nose blowing.
Yeah.
Sexual intercourse.
Uh-huh.
Straining to defecate, drinking cola, being startled, and being angry.
All right. So angry and scared, something that happens to us frequently. Cola doesn't hurt to drop that. Having sex. Wow. But you got to know, this is another part of one of the bits of advice that probably is as timely as anything, is to get your annual physical. And I wonder how many, you're a cardiologist, by the way. Dr. Ken practices in Florida, and after you listen to him, if you feel like you'd like to have an appointment with him, you can call his office toll free, which is 800-LAKE-CARDIO, 800-LAKE, L-A-K-E, CARDIO, C-A-R-D-I-O, call that number. And go see him. You'll find out why we all are excited to have him taking care of us. If you have an annual physical, you got to even be very thorough, though, to find out one of the, if you have one of these in your brain or your gut or any place, right? Aneurysm is very dangerous, but are they hard to find unless you have an ultrasound?
Well, with the aneurysms in the brain, you really need, the best way to diagnose them is with a CT angiography. And usually you'll have some symptoms. You know, these usually...
Headaches.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, all right. Well,
or a family history especially.
Well, knowing that, I had, in my lifetime, the first girl I ever actually cared a lot about died about 8-9 months ago. She was a little younger than I am. And big, healthy, rugged farm girl, and had worked hard all her life. A nurse, in fact. Her mother died at 54 of a brain aneurysm.
Exactly.
She was
there
working
you go.
In the house, felt sleepy and had a headache, laid down in the bed and was dead. Then, you know, she had the same basic problem, only it went, the aneurysm somehow either clotted or went to her lungs and she was dead. And she had signs of it, and she was a nurse, and she didn't do anything about it. So annual, physical, thorough understanding of your body. 888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Dr. Ken and Doug, we're here for you. I want to answer any of your health care questions. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. Toll-free, coast-to-coast, anywhere in America. I'll answer your health care questions from head to toe. I've been in medicine for over 30 years. There's almost no medical problem I haven't seen at least one. I promise I won't embarrass you. I'll give you easy-to-understand answers to all your health care questions. You have a question about yourself, your spouse, your kids, your parents. It's Mother's Day. Maybe we can get some moms on, put a smile on their face, and help them with their health issues. I don't think there's a single caller, listener, who doesn't have a health care question about somebody. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. That's 1-888-553-7536. I'm a trained internist, trained medical scientist, trained cardiologist. I've been practicing cardiology now for almost 25 years in the same city near Orlando. Went to the University of Pennsylvania for medical school, Duke University for internship and medical residency, and then went out west to the University of California in San Francisco to continue training in cardiology. And then I've been seeing patients, and I still do every day for almost 25 years right near Orlando, and I want to help you get to the next step. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. One last time, 1-888-553-7536.
How can you not get excited about that pitch? All right, so here's a question as folks are dialing in and getting ready, waking up to, yeah, it is Mother's Day weekend. The essence of, let's spend a minute on Osama bin Laden and what happened and the health questions that have come up about him. Supposedly he had diabetes. They didn't find any evidence that he was on any diabetes machine. So how is that when you have the problem that he had, and that seemed to be, you know, pretty well documented that he had a problem, can you get over it?
Well, what I think you're talking about are the health issues related to the kidneys. There's been a rumor, a speculation for a long time that he had deteriorating kidneys, maybe on a dialysis machine, mm-hmm. and apparently there was no evidence of this. So I think that just like everything else about this gentleman, a lot of it was mystery. Little facts were known, and it turns out that he was not on dialysis. And he may have been putting out the word so that people were a little less aggressive going after him, thinking that he was about to die. But this is a gentleman that was not near death until we got to him.
Yeah. Now he's, as Limbaugh says, assumed room to actually worse than that. Because how cold is it at the bottom of the ocean, depending on how deep the body went? You know what? Somebody's going to try to figure out where the body is going down and find it. Somebody will try to do that. But how do they even know? You know, they went out to the what would be.
I would imagine he's shark bait by now.
You would think. 888-553-7535. 36. Denise is in Hayes, Kansas. Yes, ma'am, you're on the air.
Yes, I was just wondering what your opinion was on fibromyalgia. I've been told that I have it. Now, some schools of thought think that it's just a catch-all when they don't know what else to diagnose you with, and some other people think that it's real. I was wondering what your opinion is.
Hi, Denise. Only Dr. Rip Van Winkle doesn't think that this is a real entity. You know, as I mentioned briefly before, I was an intern at Duke University. I had the honor of being an intern and medical resident at Duke University in the early 1980s. 1982, and a very smart professor was telling me about this entity, fibromyalgia, that many people thought was just a bunch of hokum. And we now know without a doubt fibromyalgia is a real entity. It's due to chemical issues in the body that are just not in balance. Fibromyalgia is a diffuse muscle and pain problem where we just can't find a specific cause of it. All of your tests, your blood tests, your imaging tests, they're all normal, and you have pain all over your body, right?
That's a good way to put it, yeah.
Janice, this is a real problem. There are some medications out there, but what I love for this problem is a product called Korvalin, D-ribose, and this was developed by a physician himself having fibromyalgia, did a study published and showed that about two-thirds, and that's amazing because you doctors listening, you know how hard it is to treat fibromyalgia. These are the bane of our practices, these patients who have them. And these patients frustrate doctors. That's why doctors get frustrated with this entity. Korvalin, D-ribose, a structural sugar that our body needs. It helps us make ATP. ATP is, remember, that chemical that we burn for energy. It's the energy source of the body. D-ribose, 3 to 4 servings per day in a beverage of your choice, helps about two-thirds of people. I would try to get some Korvalin. And let me see, I can find their number, 1-8, they're not a sponsor, but I love this product, 1-866-267-8253. Tell them Dr. Ken recommended you. You don't need a prescription for this. And if that doesn't work, then you can talk to your doctors, especially the rheumatologist or the expert in this area, about some of the prescription drugs that are now FDA approved for this.
Now, what was that number again, 866?
For Korvalin, 866-267-8253.
8253. And then I've also got a thing called Sneddon syndrome. I don't know if you've ever heard of that.
Say that again?
Sneddon
syndrome. Yes, that's...
Let Dr. Ken look it up, and we'll talk about it on the other side of our...
There's not enough time right now to get to that.
All right, bottom of the hour, and we'll get back to that. And then your calls galore, as it were. 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken on Good Day.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has 3 different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com. Abuse.
Welcome back, the Dr. Ken portion of the Good Day Weekend program. I'm Doug Steffen, 888-553-7536, enjoying my usual springtime allergies to anything and everything. Excuse me, so apologies for the sound of the voice. Nothing wrong with me. I actually feel quite well, and hopefully you do too. If you do not, now's the time for you to call and ask Dr. Ken, what's the problem, Dr. Ken?
Should we talk about Sneeden syndrome?
553-7536. Yeah, let's go back to the lady who had called and asked Dr. Ken before we had to break about Sneeden's syndrome.
This is very, very rare, and it's a progressive, non-inflammatory problem of the arteries of the body, and it often results in a bluish tint to the skin. And this is very, very rare. You get bluish, purple mottling of the skin. And most of you will probably never, ever see this in your lifetime. It's actually often treated with blood thinners. And there's a lot of research going on in this area. And it's one of those problems where just stay tuned as hopefully more research will be done and we'll have more possibilities. Because that's about all we know about treatment right now.
As I listened to her, I wondered whether, in a simplistic way, our new friends at Salon Paws have the ability with that patch to help out things like fibromyalgia. For those of you who may not have heard the story, Ken's going to tell you about Salon Paws and whether it is good for, it's good for pain no matter what. And the good thing is that it's so easy to get and so easy to use. It's something that would help people that have fibromyalgia. It's for all kinds of pain. So why wouldn't it be good for fibromyalgia? Say it again, Doug. Fibromyalgia.
Doug, that's an excellent idea. For those suffering from fibromyalgia, they're not getting relief from whatever they're trying or trying. This is first-hand treatment. This Salon Paws is a wonderful, wonderful possibility for you. It's the first and only FDA-approved over-the-counter patch for mild to moderate back, joint, and muscle pains. Its effectiveness lasts up to 12 hours. There's two powerful ingredients in it, methyl salicylate and menthol. They go right to the site of pain. And unlike pills, this does not go through your stomach and to your entire body. So this is a wonderful solution for pain.
All right. So who ought to use this in terms of it being used properly is a question a lot of folks will ask. And here's what you do. You go to drkenshow.com. Dr. Ken Show, all one word. Many of you are familiar with it now because you go there to get the newsletter and other information or to send a note to Dr. Ken. Drkenshow.com. Right underneath Ken's picture is the logo for Salon Paws. S-A-L-O-N-P-A-S. Salon Paws. And you'll click on that and get a free You'll get, without prescription, without any questions, you'll get a free sample of SalonPause. There's no grease. I was talking, you heard me talk about earlier this week, my visit to the doctor that I have up here in Massachusetts, and we were talking about SalonPause, and he said, I wasn't even thinking about this, Ken, that it is good because you don't get grease all over your clothing. You put this patch on, and that's where the ingredients are underneath the patch, and they go to work right away and give you 12-hour relief. But the other stuff that might be good for the same sort of reason, that is, it has the same ingredients, it gets grease all over all your clothing. And that's a pain at best. Who wants to have grease all over? So there's a no-grease side to this that makes it pretty practical. Again, go to drkenshow.com. Right underneath his picture, click on SalonPause, get the sample, try it out. You will see that what Ken has just suggested is, in fact, a wonderful benefit of having this. We all have pain. We exercise. We do a lot of things with our body and backs and shoulders, and things that ache can be handled nicely by this 12-hour relief. Time for you to be pain-free. Go to drkenshow.com for your free sample of SalonPause. 888-553-7536. Here's Neil in Wheeling, West Virginia. Good to hear from you, sir. Glad you called. How may we be of service?
Well, I live in the Ohio Valley, about 70 miles south of Pittsburgh, and we have a lot of chemical plants and power plants and everything here, and I've had sinus issues my entire life. Of course, this time of the year, you know, it's really crazy.
Uh-huh.
Is there any kind of thing you can do, maybe naturally, or I really don't want to take medicine if I don't have to try to dry my sinuses out, keep them cleared up throughout the entire year?
What a great question for lots of people, Ken, that are listening now.
Sure. Betting. How do you prevent?
I'm driving in my vehicle, so I'm on a cell phone, so I may lose you, but.
You're doing fine, Neil. How do you prevent sinus infections? What you want to try and do is avoid upper respiratory infections. So at the first sign when you're getting that cough or cold, you want to make sure you get to the doctor to get that treated early so it doesn't end up and cause sinus infection. And you want to maybe get a look and see what allergies you do have. And this will take a little bit of allergy testing by going to the doctor and getting that checked out. You definitely want to try to avoid cigarette smoke, Neil. And if you can, you know, if you live all around polluted air, it's a little hard. But do your best to stay as far away from the polluted air as possible. Also, put a humidifier in your house. This is often very helpful for people like yourself. And that may be some of the solution. There's no alternative therapies specifically that have been proven to treat acute infections of the sinuses. When it gets to that point, you really need some antibiotics. You need to get rid of the drainage, and you need to get something to dry up what's going on.
What about like going into a steam room or a sauna or something like that?
Well, that helps with the drainage. That's a good idea. I often tell people to get into the shower, and you don't want to drown. You can, if you don't do this right, but hold one of your nostrils, breathe in a little bit of warm water into that nostril, and that'll clear it out. And then do the other one.
Kind of waterboard yourself?
Well, just be very careful not to drown.
There's a product around, Neil, and I wish I could remember. I remember we gave some of it away a year or so ago. Isn't that awful? Michael may remember it. It comes up, it's like a little teacup, and you stick it up your nose, hold the other side, and it cleans your sinuses and your nostrils and everything right out. That's something that you can do. But Ken's idea, you need warmth in there as much as anything else.
Warm, moist air.
Right. Yep. All right. There you go, sir.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
Glad you called. 888-553-7536. Ken, we've had a call from somebody who was looking to find out whether there's any new treatment for peripheral neuropathy. First of all, we ought to know what peripheral neuropathy is for others who may have it, and whether or not there is what the standard treatments would be for peripheral neuropathy.
Sure. Peripheral neuropathy, this is a very common problem, mostly because people have so much diabetes due to obesity. It's an epidemic. It causes numbness and pain in your hands, your feet, People typically describe this as a tingling or burning, while they may compare the loss of sensation to the feeling of like wearing a thin stocking or glove. And again, there's many causes of this. Trauma to a nerve can do this. As I said, diabetes is the most common. Vitamin B deficiency, B1, B6, and B12 can all cause this. Alcoholism, I see this as a problem often. Infections, autoimmune problems like lupus, rheumatoid arthritis can all do this. Kidney problems, an underactive thyroid can all cause peripheral neuropathy. There are some rare inherited diseases, tumors. I don't want to scare anybody, but often presenting signs and symptoms of cancer can often be peripheral neuropathy. And sometimes exposures to poisons, especially your favorite, heavy metals, Doug, and certain medications, especially chemotherapy, can bring this all on. And the treatment for this is often very frustrating. If there's an identifiable culprit, obviously removing that. But some of the pain relievers work. Here's Salonpas. You may want to try that. But sometimes we give these anti-seizure medications like Topamax, Lyrica, Neurontin, Tegretol, Dilantin. Those have all been used. Other patches, Salonpas sounds like a great idea, but the lidocaine patch has been used, antidepressants have been used, and when all of this doesn't work, even transcutaneous electrical nerve stimulation, so-called those TENS units, have also been tried and are effective.
All right, again, you go to drkenshow.com for a free sample of Salonpas, as Ken has suggested. And what he said, what you said, actually, as you got into the conversation with him, avoid smoking. There's a story this week about secondhand smoke and how dangerous, once again, it is and what happens to people who may have smoked before who get around it.
Secondhand smoke, Doug. You know, I hear people talk on the radio about how this is not a problem, we shouldn't worry about it. And, you know, I have to politely disagree. And, again, another study out this week in the Archives of General Psychiatry. And I've seen this, and I bet many of you and your families and friends where there are smokers, this study showed, proved beyond any doubt that secondhand smoke seems to trigger nicotine craving. So if you're trying for your own good health to get off of smoking, you just really want to stay away from other people who are smoking because you can't control it. Your body, through chemical measures out of your control, when it smells smoke, begins to crave your own cigarettes.
All right. There's that story. 888-553-7536. A lot of different news on heart, the usual things, because Ken is a cardiologist, is especially tuned into that. And let me just back to this other fellow that was on. You mentioned that there are, well, let me, I'm going to get into something that will take some time. So give us all a second here. Before we have to pause again, Mary has called from Sumter, South Carolina, with a little bit of help for the fellow who had a sinus problem from her perspective. Mary, please go ahead.
Heck, Ian.
Hi.
I was just going to say I used to wake up in the mornings a lot and have a real bad sinus headaches. And my husband kept telling me, if you'll just cup your hand under your nose and let water run through it and just do it real easy. Like you say, don't drown yourself. You have to learn how to do it. But if you'll suck water up your nose and then blow it back out. I do that every time I get in the shower now. It's just part of taking my shower, and I never have sinus headaches anymore. Hardly.
I think it's a great idea, and you just breathe it in one nostril at a time, and you may actually be careful. You may swallow some of the water, but that is a wonderful way. It's a trick doctors use, and I'm glad you're using it, Mary. But, again, just do it when you're wide awake because I don't want anybody to drown.
Yeah, once you learn how to do it, I do both of mine at the same time, but if you just hold your hand there and just real easy, you know, till you learn how to do it, and I just suck a little bit up and blow it out, and it clears it all out.
It's fantastic. A little bit of warm water.
Because it brings a lot of stuff out. If you're not stopped up, you don't get anything out, but it works really good.
Good advice, Mary. Thank you very much for helping out lots of people who have that problem. See, that's what happens here, Ken. People here, they've got your suggestions. They've been through practical experiences on their own. And why not use that opportunity, take that opportunity to help others. As also we hear, well, I've got such a rare thing, nobody will care about it, or Dr. Ken won't know anything about it. Dr. Ken knows about everything. He can figure it out, and you need to call us at 888-553-7536. There is a study, this is what I wanted to get to, the connection between belly fat and heart disease and how deadly it is. Another reason for people to get on the MetaFast diet, Ken, as you found out, and this info from the College of Cardiology.
This is so important, Doug, that belly fat and heart disease can be a deadly combination. This is out of the Journal of the American College of Cardiology this week. The reason why this is so important is because even people who are at ideal body weight and have excess fat, that spare tire around their belly, this can increase the risk of getting the number one killer of Americans, a heart attack. The fat around the belly seems to be different than the fat in other parts of the body. It just seems to contribute more to inflammation in the body. Of course, if you have too much weight, then you want to get on the diet. And one of our favorite ways to do it, a healthy way, is through this MetaFast.
Well, one of the things that it's interesting, because the things that people, we try to find elements to help you out that are indicative of what you call us and ask about, frankly. And so there's so many people who want to know about diet. So many people want to know about how to get rid of the fat. Exercise certainly is something, although if you have an untreated aneurysm and you exercise, so you're darned if you do and darned if you don't under some circumstances. But MetaFast really is a way. Ken and I have had this discussion. Ken's family is on MetaFast, so that tells you how much he trusts it. And the people that are on my staff on the air are on it. And together, I think everybody, if we were to collectively put all the numbers together, it's about 160 pounds that the members of my staff and your wife and daughter and others that we know, that's a lot since the beginning of the year when you get right down to it. Some folks are on it. Some people want to maintain the MetaFast diet. And that's because it's satisfying, Ken.
Exactly. This is a way to successfully take the weight off. It's a healthy lifestyle. It's a way to keep the weight off. I love this product. Thousands, tens of thousands of my physicians' colleagues recommend this each day to their patients. I have my patients come back with smiles. They've tried other plans. They don't work. As I said, my wife and daughter are on this plan. They're successfully losing weight. I recommend it to my family, my friends, and all of my patients. And I want to point out, stay tuned, because there's a lot of news about obesity this week that you don't hear in other places, but it's so important, and you're going to be a little surprised about it. And I want to bring it to you. I hope Doug will allow us to do a good segment this week on obesity.
Well, there's a special story on teenagers and obesity problems and what the key is there. So you'll need that information if you have a teenage daughter or son. 800-506-4115 gets you in to the MetaFast diet. Use Dr. Ken as a code. You'll save money on your MetaFast work. 800-506-4115. Results will vary. Consult your doctor before you begin any weight loss program. Or go online for complete program details. 800-506-4115.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Yeah.
Economists, politicians, and even the average citizen can agree we may only be days or weeks away from the next terrible event that could literally change the face of life as we know it. Learn the secrets of the world's top survival and preparedness experts at the DFW Marriott in Dallas, Texas for the 2011 International Survival and Preparedness Conference on Memorial Day weekend, May 28th through 30th. Register at survivalist.com or toll free 866-437-6570 before time runs out. That's survivalist.com.
If you breathe, eat, or drink, your body's pH balance is at risk. Micronized, activated zeolite is the only product of its kind on the market that can balance pH levels and offset immediate and long-term effects of nuclear fallout. 100% natural, safe, and gentle enough for children, animals, and pregnant women. Activated zeolite, available at RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574. RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
We're bringing you in at 888-553-7536, 53 past the hour. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is on the air taking your calls, answering your questions about your health concerns. Many of them are addressed in the weekly Good Day Health newsletter that you can get by going to drkenshow.com or dougstefan.com. Click on Dr. Ken's boyishly good looks. He has a boyishly young face, a few gray hairs. He's got all of his hair. And well, this is true. Anyway, what's you have some pretty important news for women using oral contraceptives this week.
Yes, this is a good newsletter, a long one. We put a lot of work into this. I know you're going to like this one. This week it's about pregnancy and infant health, and you can get the newsletter every Friday via your email, and it's free, drkenshow.com, and upper left-hand corner, just sign up for it, put in your email. We won't give it to anybody else, and we'll just deliver this newsletter to you, or you can go to dougstefan.com and sign up there.
All right. Easy to do. Look for Dr. Ken's picture. Click on that. Sign up in the box, and you'll get the newsletter every Friday afternoon. Important information there. A lot of important information derived from your calls. 888-553-7536. Gloria is in Albemarle, North Carolina. Hi, Gloria.
Hello.
Hi, Gloria.
Hey, Dr. Ken. My problem is I have this skin condition called lichen planus. And about 13 years ago, I was diagnosed, and the doctor wanted me to take Plaquenil. And I really didn't want to, and I didn't, because she required that I have blood work done to keep a check on my blood.
Your liver especially.
Yes. So I decided to try homeopathic, which I did.
Did it work?
It worked, but, you know, they said, you know, that it would probably come back, which I was hoping it wouldn't, but it did, and so I'm still coping with it or dealing with it.
Gloria, let me talk a little bit about this because most of our listeners are probably in a fog right now. This is a mystery to most. And I want to commend you. You did such a great job of pronouncing this. Most medical students don't get it right. It's lichen planus, and it doesn't quite look like what it sounds like, but this is an inflammatory condition. It can affect your skin and mucous membranes. It usually appears as a purplish, often itchy, flat-topped bump. And when the mucous membranes are affected, your mouth, your vagina, all appear lacy white with patches or sores that can be quite painful. Does this sound like what you have?
Well, I've just noticed probably in about 2001, I started getting asthma-type breathing problems, so I've dealt with asthma for about 10 years now. And, you know, just had a lot of breathing problems and couldn't figure it out. So,
well, this is associated with inflammatory issues, the immune system in many people. We don't quite understand what causes it in a lot of people, but it can be triggered by hepatitis C infection, hepatitis B vaccine, certain flu vaccines, certain allergens, even tattoo pigments can trigger this. Some drugs, the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs like Motrin, Advil, Aleve can trigger this. And certain medications for the heart, high blood pressure, arthritis, all can trigger this. There are a number of treatments that are available for this, many, many, corticosteroids in all different forms, retinoids in all different forms, even non-steroidal creams or ointments can be used, antihistamines, UV light is used for this. But often this just comes and goes, as you've described. There are many alternative medicines that have been advocated for this. I have a list in my brain of about 9 of them, but none have been given extremely good research efforts to test their effectiveness. But such things as aloe, lavender oil, tea tree oil, sulfur mineral baths, a diet rich in fruits and vegetables have also, cod liver oil supplements have also been shown. But some of the trouble with testing these things, that usually with what you have, it's going to come and go anyway, so it's hard to know whether the treatment is effective or not.
That's true.
All right,
that's
ma'am. Nice to hear from you.
Take care, Gloria. Yeah. I love hearing people back. I spent a lot of time at Duke University. I love that North Carolina accent.
888-553-7536. In the next hour, a lot of information on obesity, being overweight, more and more focus. Yet there was a study this week that suggested that people, what was it? I think you talked about it one day during the week. People don't really care, or they're not as engaged in.
Many in America no longer worry about weight, out of the International Food Information Council Foundation this week.
Well, you need to worry. It's not from the Don't Worry, Be Happy department, although there's a connection between salt and heart disease we'll talk about, too. Don't have to worry about 59 after.